For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Another slate of Friday night folk music concerts begins Friday with the first 10-pound fiddle show of the season. There's been a change of plans for Friday's opening concert. Luke Winslow King has had to cancel due to an illness in his family. Filling in will be Detroiter Robert B. Jones. I talked about the schedule with organizer Sally Potter.
Well, let's start with Joshua Davis. How did you get him? Must be exciting to have him on the schedule this year.
Well, Josh Davis lived in Lansing for a long time. And so he's part of the community. He was at the 10-pound fiddle 4 years ago, and then the next year he was on The Voice. So he's been traveling and touring, and he's just made a CD. And so we were looking for a date that he could play the fiddle, and we found a week where he's going to be in Michigan, and that is the middle of January. So we're going to have him start our winter and spring season on Friday, January 12th.
Well, this is exciting for us at WKAR for any number of reasons. First of all, personally, I'm going to MC that program that night.
Absolutely.
Also, he's kicking off WKAR Television's Backstage Pass season with a program that's airing this Saturday night.
On the 16th, right?
Yep.
Yeah, some guys who want to hold you like a baseball bat. Honey, I'll hold you, but I'll never hold you back. You can steal home plate. Sugar, you can scuff my shoe. You can fly free, and I'm always gonna be here with you.
Maybe the other show I'm most interested in talking with you about on your schedule this year is Friday, October 20th, when Michigan favorite May Earlywine will perform. And she's been here at WKAR in the past too. And this is a CD release party, some new music.
May has always done an annual gig with the 10-pound fiddle, but this year is special. She went online and raised $35,000 through a Kickstarter program, and she has sculpted this recording exactly the way she wants. She wrote the whole thing. This is a big deal for her, and we're delighted to be on her tour again on October 20th.
The new May Earlywine album is called Mother Lion. Here's some May Earlywine music.
And I'm afraid this is what we're made of. I'm afraid we will never wake up. And I wanna feel it. I need to heal it. It's a fire. It's a fire.
The 16th annual Midwinter Singing and Folk Festival coming up in February, and Tom Paxton is part of it this year.
Tom Paxton is back. He isn't doing long tours anymore, but he does weekends. So we are a part of a two or three show tour for him that weekend. Friday night, he will be with Kathy Fink and Marcy Marks, are sort of his sidekicks for this tour. Also, Bruce Moltke has a new band, Moltke's Mountain Drifters. So those are the two bands for Friday night, the concert.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing on my mind. That was the last thing on my mind.
Saturday night is the big community sing where we have five song leaders. Mark Dvorak and Joel Mavis, Frank Youngman, May Earlywine, and Robert Jones.
That's coming up on February 2nd and 3rd. Sally, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.